The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm Matt. I'm joined once again on the line by Brett. He's down at State Cinemas. That means it's time for another At The Flicks. If you're a regular listener, you'll know all of that entails. Brett, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
As always, I'm pretty good, thank you. All the better for talking to you.
Oh, stop it. What a sweetheart.
You know it, you know it. So, regular question to start things off. How have things been down at State Cinemas over the last week?
Oh, full of popcorn and joy, like always.
What a great combination.
No, it's been good. We had those Nuremberg sneak peek last weekend. That went really well.
Yep.
So we may or may not be doing that again.
Ooh.
But more information to come.
Okay. All right. I think you got a pretty stacked week too of new releases. So let's jump on in. Where do you want to start us this week?
Well, Matt, I know you went to a bunch of metal concerts over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got some heavy shit to talk about.
Woo. Okay, I'm ready for
this. On December 6th and December 7th, Andre Rieu is back for his annual Christmas concert.
Thanks. What a disappointment. I mean, no, that's great.
Yes. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Andre Rieu, he's sort of like the Beatles-level fame just in a orchestra setting.
Yeah.
If you like concert music and trumpets and triangles, oh, baby, he's the guy for you.
All right.
But yes, every year he does like a Christmas concert. He's got this like amazing castle like out in the middle of nowhere, and people just gather for this.
Yeah.
So he's doing it again this year, and he's brought with him a 400-piece orchestra this year. So it's a big sound. Yeah, that's coming out of there.
That's nuts.
It's always super popular. So tickets are finally on sale. Get in there quick, and it's definitely one you want to watch here.
Yeah.
Because you want the best sound you can possibly get when you got a 400-piece orchestra on the other side. So we're kind of the only place to watch this, barring his castle out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so two showings only. Now, when were these again?
That's right. Yeah, two showings only. You just get it for the weekend. So it's on December 6th, December 7th at 1:30 p.m.
Okay, what a way to set yourself up for the Christmas vibe.
Yeah, I mean, look at that guy. Kind of looks like Santa Claus if he shaved his beard. So it is, it's all Christmas vibes. So definitely a good way to start off the holiday season.
Okay, all right. Now, has that got a rating on the old Andre Rieu Christmas concert?
It is an R60. No, it's exempt from rating. It's just a concert, so no saucy things that you need to worry about.
All right. No Rage Against the Machine covers, so the language should be pretty good.
I mean, it's 2.5 hours. He might sneak a cover in there. I don't know. Come and find out.
All right. Cool. All right. Andre Rieu. If you know who he is, you'll know what he does. You'll probably be already buying your tickets.
Indeed.
All right. Cool. So you blown me away.
As I alluded to earlier, the Nuremberg sneak peeks went really well last weekend. So we're lucky enough to get sneak peeks again this weekend before its official release on December 4th.
Okay.
So again, you can get ahead of the curve and watch a movie that's already getting a lot of kind of Oscar buzz. Like, apparently Russell Crowe's performance in this is like outstanding. And a brief rundown of what it is. Kind of a movie about the Nuremberg trials, where they were sort of holding these high ranking Nazi officers, kind of, you know, they were going to do trials with them and hold them, you know, responsible for their crimes. But most of this movie is focused on Rami Malek, who plays a psychiatrist, as he's sort of interviewing Russell Crowe, who was like a top Nazi official. A lot of it is this sort of mind games of like what leads a man to do what the Nazis did. So it's a real deep dive into that, and it's based off a book called The Nazi and the Psychiatrist, which were the real conversations that happened. So a real interesting angle on that World War II situation.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is where the whole thing about you can't just be following orders might have come out of the Nuremberg trials. It was sort of no excuse to know you were doing wrong, but you were just following orders.
Yeah, just following orders. Yeah, so real interesting. And stacked cast: Rami Malek, Russell Crowe, Michael Shannon, Colin Hanks. It's got all like Academy Award winners in it.
Yeah.
And it's already sweeping up a bunch of those kind of independent film festival awards. So I suspect the Oscars will be in its future, potentially.
Cool. All right. So when are these extra sneak previews?
Yep, yep. And the film is Infermature, by the way, for a bit of Holocaust imagery and suicide. But you can catch it Friday at 11:45 p.m., Saturday at 7 p.m., or Sunday at 4:30 p.m.
Okay. And yeah, what a cast. What a cast. I don't imagine I don't imagine it will be fun, but I imagine it will be very informative and just the cast.
You're probably not going to go home with butterflies in your tummy, but you'll go home kind of amazed at the performance and kind of learn something.
For sure. All right.
Yeah.
Nuremberg, another super sweet advance screening offered to you by State Cinemas. Two completely different themed offerings so far. Where do you want to go next?
Yep, I like to keep everyone on their toes, so I'm going to go wildly different yet again. But on December 5th, we have a thing called the Climbing Film Tour 2025.
Uh-huh.
And this is another one of those sort of, it's a bunch of little short documentaries, if you will, of different adventure topics. This one happens to be climbing. So if you're really into rock climbing, this is just people doing absolutely crazy stuff on the tallest freaking mountains they can find. Like, there's clips of people like without a rope climbing stuff. So crazy, really brave people. But if you're an outdoor enthusiast, particularly of the rock climbing variety, this is like shoot made for you, which I know that's popular in Nelson. People are real into their outdoors and climbing.
Okay, I'm getting vertigo just looking at the poster, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna be there.
There's one on there where like someone put a tightrope between like two mountains and they're just like freestyle walking across. These people are insane. High octane stuff here for sure.
And ever popular. I know that rock climbing is certainly popular up here. So is this a one-off screening?
It is. These are always just a one-off screening, and it's a E for exempt because it's a documentary. But you can come out on Friday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m., and that's your only chance to catch it. And these are another one of those things where you can't just, like, go on streaming and find it.
Yeah.
Like, they're hard to find. They're unicorns. You really got to come out and get a chance to see this. It's a rare opportunity.
Awesome. All right. That, the Climbing Film Tour, not for... the weak of heart when it comes to heights, and I'm not great with heights. I used to be involved in roofing, believe it or not, but I've lost my it's weird. Anyway, cool. The Climbing Film Tour, giving me vertigo. Worth checking out though. Screening, when was it? The 5th of December. No screaming allowed.
I won't stop you. As long as you show up, you bought your ticket. If you want to scream at the height, you do you.
All right. Okay. Scream away. So that is the Climbing Film Tour. Hopefully no flying involved. All right. Where do we go next?
Yes, and I got another special screening that's happening this week. The old NT Live is back for its kind of 2025-2026 season, and this is the film starting that off. And what it is Miss Warren's Profession, which is a play that's kind of been around for ages, but it's kind of been re-brought back to the stage in the West End of London with a five-time Olivier Award-winning actress, Imelda Staunton, which she's Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter, if you're unfamiliar. And what it is a play that sort of... Imelda Staunton plays a mother whose profession is a lady of the night, if you will. But she has a daughter. Her daughter goes away and kind of takes an opposite route and actually goes to college, gets real educated. And it's sort of this time and period in England where I think women were separating from men and proving they can kind of stand on their own legs. But she's of like an old guard kind of mentality. So the daughter and the mother kind of reconvene, and it's exploring that topic of like a woman with more ambition maybe, or was able to live a life that's not being a lady of the night.
sure. Okay, now I'm just looking at this now. Are they real mother and daughter? Is that what I'm reading in the notes?
That's the other interesting thing. Milva Staunton's actual daughter, Bessie Carter, is the playing her daughter in the play, which is sort of an extra interesting dynamic to a play that's also about mothers and daughters. So it's both of them are really, really great actresses, and if you're into, NT Live doesn't miss. They always bring quality stuff. So this is a really interesting play that sort of explores kind of the moral topics of that time. An interesting one, and it's a Bernard Shaw play, so it's a classic.
Okay, and the big thing with this is you're not going to be able to see it elsewhere, so don't miss out your opportunity.
Yeah, kind of like the climbing film tour. These aren't just like on streaming later on. You kind of get a small window to check them out, and they're gone forever. And that small window happens to be Sunday at 1 p.m., Monday at 5:40 p.m., and Wednesday at 11 a.m. And if you missed it, yeah, it's gone.
Wow. Okay. And I'm assuming with it might not be a it might not be R-rated. It might not be G-rated either, though. Where does the rating on this one lie?
You are correct. It falls into infirmature. Obviously, there's a bit of sexual references, and there's some suicide references in it as well.
Okay. All right. The National Theatre Live, Miss Warren's Profession. Don't miss this quality piece of theatrical cinema. Is that how you describe it? That's what I'm going with.
I think so. I like it. I'm vibing it.
Okay. If you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. I'm Matt from Fresh. I am catching up with Brett, who's down at State Cinemas. He plays Tetris fitting all the films into the many screens they have there. So he's the best man to talk to at the moment about what's coming up at State Cinemas. So we've had an incredibly diverse amount of offerings this week, and I know you've got more to come.
Yeah. So those are all the kind of special events we got going on that have limited screenings. But now we're getting into the actual new wide releases that come out this week.
Sure.
And I'll start off with the big one, which is Zootopia 2. And as you can imagine, this is a sequel to Zootopia. unfamiliar with Zootopia. It's another kind of Disney Pixar animation. Not Pixar, just Disney.
Yeah.
But that kind of 3D animation. And the first one was, it's a real cute idea. It's a world where zoo animals are surrogates for humans, I guess. You know, they live in a real society, but it's all zoo animals in a city called Zootopia. And it focuses on a mismatched odd couple pair of a fox and a rabbit who happen to be cops. But the rabbit's real high energy, and the fox is kind of, you know, he's a fox. He's sly and sneaky and cool. So the first one was just those guys get paired up as a team, and it's kind of that odd couple thing.
Yeah.
And the sequel now is sort of digging deeper into their kind of odd couple relationship, and the case this time is that a snake has slithered its way into Zootopia.
Uh-oh.
And snakes are snakes. No, you can't trust them. But these two guys think that the snakes are being misrepresented. So there's a whole crime about, like, the mayor's trying to keep the snakes out of the town, but the snakes may not be so bad. So our little odd pair gets in there to see if they can, you know, prove that snakes are good.
Oh, what a great premise. What a great premise. Now, Zootopia itself was really, really popular, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it was genuinely a really fun movie. It's, you know, they're kids' movies, but definitely, like, anyone can enjoy them. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And so I'm assuming if you haven't seen the first one, if you've got kids who maybe haven't caught it, you can probably get away with just jumping in.
I think this one, it's not, you know, you can context your way through it. I don't think there's any bleed through beyond our two leads that you need to see the first one for. But if you have Disney Plus, it is on there now. So you can get a primer, watch it, and then come out tonight and catch the sequel. Do yourself a double feature.
Oh, for sure. And while you're at it, grab some popcorn and some ice cream, maybe a drink, and just have a good old time.
That's right. And I also would like to say, this has Jason Bateman as the lead voice, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But it also has Shakira's in this, guys.
What?
Her hips don't lie, neither does her snake hip.
Oh.
I think she's a snake.
Wow.
I don't know. But that was the only,
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. That sounded great. So, Zootopia 2, what rating is on it? And I'm assuming it's going to be screening a bunch of times.
Absolutely. It's PG for just a little bit of violence. And you can catch it 4 or 5 times a day, depending on the day of the week. And it's in our big auditoriums all weekend. So you want to come out and catch it on the biggest screen in town you can find.
Yeah, cool. Now, just on the back of this very, very quickly, you do have something where you can get a certificate for kids if this is their first movie. Is that right?
We do indeed. We do. We made a little fun little certificate, which actually is a photo of James and I, if you follow us on socials, looking quite silly on there. So yeah, we do like it when it's we understand. It's exciting. It's the kids' first experience. So we made a little certificate where you can write the movie that they saw and we'll sign it and make it all official. So it is a fun little extra thing we do.
Cool. And this movie may be the perfect one to get your kids out into the world of cinema. Cool. That's such a great idea. All right, Zootopia. Yeah. You can check out the website, statecinemas.co.nz. Check out the trailer if you have no idea what we're talking about, but you'll pick it up pretty quick.
Yeah. No, it looks like fun. So definitely, that's the one to take your kids to this weekend.
All right.
But if you don't have kids, or if you just want to get away from your kids, I've got some offerings for the grown-up. And I'll start with a film called Dead of Winter, which was actually just in the British and Irish Film Festival, and it was definitely like a standout there. But the movie follows Emma Thompson. She's a woman that's going to spread her husband's ashes kind of in the wilderness out in Minnesota, like just way deep where there's no phone service, no nothing. She's going deep in there to spread his ashes. But in her travels, she kind of stumbles across like a shifty looking truck with maybe a person in the back. So she thinks she's witnessing a kidnapping and kind of gets roped into this, where should she get involved and try to save this person? Also, while in the dead of winter, super cold, no phone service, like she's on an island on her own.
Okay.
So it's a real thriller situation going on, and it was a really big standout at the British and Irish Film Festival.
Okay, cool. And again, a bit of a quality cast in this one?
Yeah, I've got Emma Thompson, Judy Greer, Guy Wise, Laurel Martian, Mark Minchacha. I can't say it, but it's got a really good cast.
Yeah. Emma Thompson is really good, so cool.
Yeah. And I caught a bit of this during the British and Irish when I was setting it up, and I was, I got roped in real good. This one, where I should have only been in there 30 seconds. I was in there for 5 minutes watching it.
Cool. All right. You've sold me on it. It looks really good. Bit of a thriller for you if you did miss it at the British and Irish Film Festival. So I'm assuming the rating is a little bit higher on this one.
It is indeed. So this one's an R16 for violence, offensive language, drug use, and content that may disturb. And you can catch it 2 or 3 times a week, a day, depending on the day of the week.
All right. Sweet. And you can catch the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. So that's definitely one for the adults. Where to next?
I think this one's probably just going to appeal to the adults, but anyone can go. Yeah. It's a documentary called The Golden Spurtle, which yet again was also part of the British and Irish Film Festival. And this one is every year in this little sleepy village in Cambridge, or in Carbridge, somewhere in England, there's a porridge making competition, and it's like a thing. This has been going on for hundreds of years, so it's a big deal.
Wow.
And this is just a deep dive into the characters that would be associated with getting super hyped about making porridge, and it's really, really competitive, and these guys are real cutthroat, and this is a real documentary with real people. So it's a kind of a bizarre premise, but the characters are so eccentric that are involved with this that it's fascinating to watch.
Ah, cool. It looks great. Who would have thought?
It says in the description, porridge is literally just oats, salt, and water. So how inventive can you get with it? Well, I don't know. Watch it and find out.
Yeah, I put 3 grains of salt instead of 7.
Oh, you absolute animal, you know.
Cool. And what's a spurtle? Do you know what a spurtle is?
I think it's a little spoon kind of thing, but it's the trophy you get for winning the competition is a golden spurtle, but I think it's a little spoon kind of thing, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, this sounds absolutely, it sounds like it'll be fun and just a nice little way to spend maybe an afternoon. So
yeah, interestingly enough, I when I saw the premise of this, especially during the British and Irish Film Festival, I'm like, who is this for? But for a lot of people, because a lot of people showed up and watched it for the British and Irish Film Festival, and it is, I caught glimpses of it. It's way more engaging than you would think of the subject nature of it. It's a weird, fascinating movie.
Cool. Okay, so when can we see The Golden Spurtle, and how old do we have to be to get in?
This one is exempt because it's a documentary, but you can catch it 2 to 3 times a day, depending on the day of the week.
All right, and if you're a porridge fan, this sounds like a must-see piece of cinema.
That's right, absolutely. This one's for my porridge boys out there.
Yeah, and who doesn't love a good bowl of porridge? Seriously, I had one when I was away over the weekend. I was just on the menu and I thought, I haven't had porridge for ages, and it was the best start to the day. Whew.
See, that was foreshadowing for you. The universe is telling you, Matt, you need to watch this movie. Yeah, that's why yeah. I brought a porridge to you over the weekend.
Exactly. And yeah, there's me outing myself as not having a very exciting life if starting the day with a bowl of porridge is the best thing that can happen. But anyway, I surprised myself.
Sounds cool to me. Yeah.
All right. The Golden Spurtle looks interesting. Check out the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. If you have just joined us, this is At The Flicks. We're catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas, Nelson's fantastic independent cinema complex in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Brett, after the porridge thing, I don't know if you can reach such lofty heights. Have you got anything else to blow us away with?
I've got two more, but I know I've been talking a lot of you guys, so I'll go quick. There's actually a really cool kind of A24 style thriller that's coming out called Die My Love. And the big thing with this one is it stars Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson, and who are two amazing actors and actresses. But what it is about is Jennifer Lawrence plays Grace. She's a writer and a young mother, and she's wanting to, she's freshly married with Robert Pattinson in this. And so they escaped out into the wilderness so she can work on her writing and raise her family. And it turns out that isolation starts getting in her head, and she slowly starts like slipping into madness, and the marriage isn't working, and she's starting to get erratic. And I don't know how she's going to get out of it, but there's a lot of knives and stuff in the trailer. Ooh. So that might be hinting at something. It looks like a sort of a couple falling out of love story gone David Lynch meets A24. Like, it looks bonkers and really interesting and tense.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, they're both quality actors. I've got to admit, old Robert Pattinson, isn't it? Pattinson? I was slightly skeptical for some reason of him when he turned up on the scene, but he's been in some good stuff.
He's good. I think like everyone just views him as the Twilight guy. Yeah. But like that's the weird movie in his film catalog. That was the one to get a paycheck, I think, for him. Yeah, everything else he does is real interesting. Yeah, he's a quality actor.
Cool, as is Jennifer Lawrence. So,
absolutely.
Whew. Okay, Die My Love. What rating is it? When can we catch it down at State Cinemas?
It is an R16 for mental health themes, self-harm, sex scenes, and offensive languages. Language. There's just one language spoken in it. And you can catch it 3 times a day.
All right. Die My Love. Again, check out the trailer on the State Cinemas website. You can also book yourself some tickets. If my maths is correct, that means we've got one more to go.
That's right. And I love ending it with these. We're going back to India. Woo. With a Bollywood film called Echo. And this one is Malayalam language. And this one is sort of like the plot of Avatar. There's this really beautiful sort of serene misty hills called Kathkunu. But in there, there's a valley called Echo. And the locals there, you know, like they love it. It's beautiful. But here comes this evil, corrupt businessman trying to come in and harvest all the resources there. You kind of get the Avatar premise.
Sure.
The locals are trying to defend their land. So that is sort of the thrust of this. But it's got beautiful landscape shots, beautiful beard, and a bunch of slow motion punches because that's how they do over there.
Yeah. Look, if I ever get in a fight, I'm going to try to do it in slow motion. I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to try it.
Absolutely. Slow-mo, then throw on some aviators and walk away in slow motion as well. Yeah.
We'll see how that works. Okay. So Echo, Malayalam language, will be subtitled though, correct?
Yes, these are usually subtitled. And even if you don't know what's going on, listen, it's cool action scenes for 2 hours. You can on-text your way through it, I think.
for sure. Okay, when can the punters catch up with Echo?
Yep, you can catch it Friday at 8 p.m. or Sunday at 8 p.m. and then it's gone forever. Whew. Or to wherever those movies go, some sort of streaming service probably. But you want to watch it here on the big screen.
Oh, for sure. All right, looks like it'll be, again, a good entertaining bit of Indian cinema, Echo. All right, Brett, man, whew, I got to say, you piled through. Was there nine movies there?
There was, yeah. This is a stacked week, guys. Yeah, and on top of just the normal movies we're still running, we have like 25 different movie screening this week. So, yeah. fantastic slate of movies we've got.
All right. Heaps to see and do down at State Cinemas. Again, you can check out the website, statecinemas.co.nz, for trailers. You can book tickets and stuff there as well. Great website. Brett, thanks for your time again, joining us. And yeah, we will be seeing you at the same time again next week to discuss more offerings at State Cinemas on At The Flicks. Hope you have yourself a good week, my friend.
Yep. I will hopefully see everyone out here this weekend. And if not, you'll hear my sultry voice next week when Matt and I do this all over again.
Sweet. Cheers, Brett.
Awesome. Cheers, team. Bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.